win in a series against Tampa. First pitch to Jesus Rodriguez is low. Misses for a ball, 1-0. Rodriguez, Martinez, and Hall, the 1-2-3 hitters. That one lifted left side ground, picked up by DeCastro, throw across, not in time. Leadoff infield single for Jesus Rodriguez. That's going to bring up Omar Martinez, the first baseman. Jared Serna getting the day off, so Jesus Rodriguez is leading things off. He gets aboard with an infield single. Now Omar Martinez. Lefty-righty matchup. Gallagher comes set. Kicks, fires, first pitch. That one in there for a called strike. 0-1 to start off Martinez. Wind's blowing out towards center field here at Steinbrenner Field in Tampa, Florida. Gallagher checking the runner over at first. Now move over and close play, but Rodriguez back in safely. On the year, Martinez batting .251, 11 home runs, and 44 RBIs. Hit a home run earlier in this series, time called. Raquel DeCastro, who dove to keep that ball in the infield, having to readjust his belt. The umpire's nice enough to grant him a little bit of extra time. Now Gallagher comes set. And the 0-1. That one just missed low and inside. A ball and a strike, Gallagher. The 1-1. Chopper up the middle, could be two. Picked up, third to second in time. First is in the dirt and can't be scooped. Eduard Duran had trouble. A bad throw there by Raquel DeCastro on what could have been a double play to wipe off that infield single. And went Beltre to DeCastro. And Duran couldn't make the pickup on that throw in the dirt. So that'll keep a runner aboard for Tampa and brings up Anthony Hall. Righty-lefty matchup again. Gallagher, the first pitch. Caught and a miss. Nice off-speed there by Gallagher. Starting off Hall 0-1. Now on a chopper foul. 0-2 the count to Anthony Hall. Batting .267 on the year. 8 home runs, 34 RBIs. Recently off the IL for Tampa. Gallagher comes set, and the 0-2. That one upstairs, high fastball, couldn't get him to chase. 1-2 now the count to Anthony Hall. No score here in the bottom half of the first. The Blue Jays swept the doubleheader last night to take a 3-2 advantage in this series. Trying to go for the series win here today. That one lined right side. That's going to get all the way to the wall. Extra bases for Anthony Hall. Let's see what they'll do with the runner at third. They're going to stop him there. Quickly to it was Brennan Orff making his first start in the outfield today. Able to get that on the wall. Get it back into the infield to keep that runner at third. But runners in scoring position, second and third. Now for Dowry Arias. Another righty-lefty matchup. Gallagher taking his time. Now he comes set. First pitch to Arias. Ground ball right side. That's up over the shoulder of Edward Duran. One run comes in. The other's coming around third. That's going to be an E3. What should be ruled as an error on Duran. Had that ball dead to rights. And Omar Martinez wasn't taking off towards the plate. It would have been out number two and keeping the runners at bay, but instead two runs come in to score, waiting to see what the official ruling is. They haven't put anything up on the scoreboard yet. It should be an E3. First pitch, that one in there for a called strike. And they rule that as a hit. That's going to be a brutal one for Pat Gallagher. He's done enough to get out of this inning. The double play ball off the bat of Omar Martinez should have been outs one and two of the inning and wiping everybody off the base paths. And the double to Anthony Hall. And the ground out, it should have been to Dowry Arias. So there's still only one out and now two runs across. That one just missed. Missed in the dirt. Two and two the count. That one missed outside. Now a 3-2 count. Full count, one on, one away. Gallagher should be out of the inning, but he's only got one out. 3-2 pitch. Now on a chopper. This one could be two. Now that one gets picked up on the infield grass by Beltre. That's going to advance the runner over to second. Didn't have enough heat on it to get to Beltre in time for two. They opt for the one. Now Taylor Aguilar stepping in with a runner in scoring position again, two down. Sixth batter of the inning. That one's in there for a called strike. 0-1 to start off Aguilar. On the year, batting 168, 5 home runs, 19 RBIs. Runner on second and two down. Chance for Tampa to tack on to their already early lead. That one upstairs misses, 1-1. Gallagher still working out of the stretch. The righty looks towards second, makes a move, but no throw. One and one. Gallagher kicks, fires, cut, and a miss there on the high fastball, and it's 1-2. One ball, two strikes, two gone. And the pitch. That one up and out. Evens up the count, 2-2. It is a hot Sunday afternoon here in Tampa. 92 degrees here in the first inning. 2-2 pitch. Caught and a miss. Down swinging goes Aguilar. Gallagher finally out of the inning. Two runs come in for Tampa on three hits. They leave one. We'll head to the top of the second here at Steinbrenner Field. 2-0, Tampa leading.
I got my peaches out in Georgia. Oh yeah. I get my weed from California. That's that. I took my chick up to the north. Yeah. I get my light right from the source. Yeah. Yeah, that's it. And I see you. The way I breathe you in is the texture of your skin. I wanna wrap my arms around you, baby, never let you go.
Souvenirs. There's no time, I wanna make more time and give you my whole life. I left my girl, I'm in my Yorker. Hate to leave her, call it torture. Remember when I couldn't hold her? Left her baggage for a moment.
We're back here, top half of the second, 2-0 lead for Tampa. Chris Valentine with you for the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Brennan Orff, the 5-hole hitter, going to lead things off. Today's right fielder. First pitch in there for a called strike to start him off 0-1. The righty Ryan Harvey on the bump for Tampa this afternoon. Out of the windup, the 0-2 pitch. That one upstairs. And that one's in there. Called strike three. Orff goes down looking. Strikeout for Ryan Harvey. That's his first of the day. That'll bring up Edward Duran. Harvey making his second start of the year, 1-0 with a 1.80 ERA. His single-A debut was last week where he went five innings, gave up just three hits, one run. First pitch fouled off by Edward Duran. 0-1 to start him off. That one low and outside. Evens up the count, 1-1, the pitch. That one popped right side. That's going to get up and out of play. Blue Jays trailing by two. Harvey, the 22-year-old, former 11th-round pick last year by the Yankees out of UC Santa Barbara. The 1-2 pitch upstairs. Out of the windup, the 2-2 pitch. That one missed outside. Cut and a miss. Back-to-back Ks for Ryan Harvey to start off this second inning. One looking, one swinging. That's going to bring up Angel Del Rosario. Righty-righty matchup out of the windup. Harvey kicks, fires, first pitch, bunt attempt. Good one there by Delro. Picked up, throw to first, is in time. Nice play there by the Tampa catcher, Max Palencia, recently added to the roster prior to yesterday's game, making his first start of this series. That'll end the inning. 1-2-3 go the Blue Jays. We'll head to the bottom of the second here at Steinbrenner Field. 2-0, Tampa leads.
Are you ready to turn your love for driving into a paycheck every Friday? Academy Bus is hiring professional drivers at $18 an hour with a $1,000 sign-on bonus. Visit the careers page at academybus.com to apply now. Academy Bus, from Boston to Miami, we know the way. Academy Bus, the official bus service of your Dunedin Blue Jays.
Told you that I never would. I told you I'd change, even when I knew I never could. Know that I can't find nobody else as good as you. I need you to stay, need you to stay. Hey. I get drunk, wake up, I'm wasted still. I realize the time that I wasted still. I feel like you can't feel the way I feel. I'll be f***ed up if you can't be right here. Can't be right.
We're back here, bottom half of the second. Jose Colmenares is going to lead things off. He'll be followed by Brett Barrera and Manuel Palencia, the bottom three of this Tampa order. First pitch fouled off right side. 0-1 to start off Colmenares. Colmenares has three hits here at the single A level. They've all been solo homers. He's shown off the power. Just whether or not he can get the bat on the ball. That one, not in there. Close pitch, but taken for a ball. 1-1 the count. Righty-righty matchup. Gallagher trying to shake off that first inning where two runs came in. There were two potential errors in the field that were both not ruled as such. Now the 2-1. That one a line shot into left field. First non-home run hit for Jose Colmenares. That puts the leadoff man aboard now for Brett Barrera. Tampa starting off this inning with a leadoff single by Colmenares. Runner on first, nobody out. Out of the stretch, Gallagher. Now move over to first, and very close play, but Colmenares got that right hand back in time. First disengagement for Gallagher. Brett Barrera, the batter. 157 average, no home runs, 10 RBIs. That one fouled back to the screen. 0-1 to start him off. Gallagher already on the rubber, ready to go. He looks into Nick Deschamps. The righty comes set. The 0-1. That one in the dirt, kept in front by Deschamps. There goes Colmenares. Throw to second. Not going to be in time. Deschamps kept it in front of him, but it went to the other side of the plate a little bit too far. Deschamps had to hustle to get to it. Made the play pretty close, but Colmenares definitely gets in there safely. One and one, the count to Barrera with a runner in scoring position now. Tampa threatening again. The 1-1 pitch, ground ball up the middle left side. That's going to be picked up by DeCastro. Throw to first is in time for out number one. Moving over to third was Jose Colmenares. Now Manuel Palencia stepping up for the first time today. Infield comes in for Dunedin. Out of the windup, Gallagher kicks, fires in the air, shallow right side. That's in foul territory. Edouard Duran's getting called off by Manuel Beltre, who will make the grab in foul territory for out number two. Best case scenario there for Dunedin. Manuel Palencia pops out into foul territory for his first single A AB. Now Jesus Rodriguez stepping in. First pitch, that one missed for a ball, 1-0. Now on a chopper left side, picked up by Toman. Throw across is in the dirt, and it gets by Duran. Now moving over to second is Rodriguez. Throw to second is wide, and it's not going to get him. An E5 on Tucker Toman. He had plenty of time, and he bounced that ball in front of Duran, who couldn't make the scoop. Now Omar Martinez stepping in. Nick Deschamps going to head out to the mound and talk with Gallagher, trying to keep his confidence up after three runs have come in. Two are going to be earned, but really, if things went according to plan and according to the script on how that ball should be played after it gets batted on the ground, there shouldn't be any runs on the board for Tampa. Now, righty-lefty matchup. First pitch to Omar Martinez is in there for a called strike. 0-1 to start it off. Martinez reached on a fielder's choice. What should have been a double play. They didn't rule an error on it. Caught in a miss there, now 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Gallagher a pitch away from getting out of here. And the 0-2. In the air, left side. That's coming back. That's going to get up and out of play. Still 0-2. Martinez stayed alive on that foul ball. Now Gallagher comes set. The 0-2 again. Ripped over to right. That's going to be a base hit. That's going to one-hop the wall. Potentially extra bases for Martinez. Orff with a pickup. Throw to second is going to be close, and they got him. Brandon Orff in his first start in right field gets a defensive assist. And that'll end the inning, but another run comes in to score for Tampa. It's 4-0. We'll head on to the top of the third here at Steinbrenner Field. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network on the road here in Tampa. We're back here in the top of the third. Leading things off for Dunedin is going to be Raquelman DeCastro. He'll be followed by Nick Deschamps and Jaden Rudd, the 8-9-1 hitters due up in this half inning. Pitch clock winding all the way down, but the home plate umpire, Chad Laganas, asking for a replay of it. And that one, the pitch by Harvey, who got it off before the zeros. That one's in there for a strike. It looked high. That one up right side. That's going to get up and out of play. And now DeCastro quickly down 0-2. Harvey out of the windup. The 0-2 pitch. Fouled off. The 0-2. That one fouled. Slice towards the Tampa dugout. That one bounces off the base after the ricochet. DeCastro staying alive. Still an 0-2 count. Out of the windup, Harvey kicks deals. Upstairs, that puts a ball on the board. That one in the air, right side. That's going to stay in the infield. Underneath it is Colmenares. He'll settle and make the grab. That's out number one. Now Nick Deschamps stepping in for the first time today. On the year, batting 179, three home runs, 14 RBIs, with a 355 OBP. First pitch misses for a ball. 1-0 to start off the shot. In the air, right side. That might stay in play. Underneath it. No, that is going to get up and out of play. I got deked by the right side of the Tampa infield, who were settling right there in foul territory. I was so high up in the air, I lost sight of it. It falls in the stands. 1-1 the count. That one misses down low. A 2-1 count. Now to Nick Deschamps. That one upstairs. 3-1 the count moves to. Out of the windup, the righty. 3-1 pitch. In the air, right side. Back towards the wall, and now settling in front of the track is Taylor Aguilar. That's still waiting to come down, and now it does into his mitt, and that's going to be two down. Way up in the air to right. Aguilar had plenty of time to find his spot and settle. First pitch to Jaden Rudd. That one's in there for a called strike. 0-for-1 on the day. Coming up for the second time. He grounded out to second, his only time up. That one missed off the plate. One in, one the count to Rudd. Out of the windup, the righty for the righty-lefty matchup. That one missed up high. Two balls and a strike. Harvey kicks, fires. That one inside. Almost hit Jaden. Now a 3-1 count. Tampa with a 4-0 lead. Harvey looking for another 1-2-3 inning. That one fouled to the screen. Now the count's full. Rudd digs back in. Harvey still working out of that windup. Full count pitch. That one fouled off. Left side, Jaden stays alive. Now the catcher, Manuel Palencia, going to go out and talk to Harvey on this full count, two down at bat. It'll be a mound visit for Tampa, an odd time for a mound visit with nobody on, two down. Now back behind the plate is Palencia. He gets in his crouch now, ready to go as Jaden digs back in. That one missed. Ball four. That's going to keep the inning going and bring up Manuel Beltre. Working out of the stretch, Harvey comes set. Kicks, fires first pitch. That one upstairs for a ball, 1-0. Dunedin with just their second base runner of the game as that one's fouled back to the screen. Now a 1-1 count. Beltre flew out to left field and is only at bat thus far, that being on a full count. 242 average, 4 home runs, 29 RBIs. Now the 1-1. That one up and out. Two-one pitch upstairs. Now a 3-1 count. Time called. Jose Colmenares has to retie his left cleat. Second time we've seen, I guess, an equipment issue cause time. And now we're ready to go. Colmenares back ready. It's a 3-1 count to Beltre. Jaden Rudd on first base. Ton of speed over there on first. That one popped foul back and out of play. That runs the count full again. Second full count that Beltre has seen today. And now back-to-back full counts after the one to Rudd. Ryan Harvey comes set, and the pitch. That one in the air to center field. Dalry Arias couldn't see it at first. Now it's called off by the right fielder, Taylor Aguilar, who makes the grab in right center field for out number three. No runs, no hits. One man left aboard. We'll head to the bottom of the third here at Steinbrenner Field. Tampa up 4-0.
Muddy water meant to me, but I learned how to swim.
We're back here in the bottom half of the third, a 4-0 lead for Tampa. Anthony Hall leading things off here against Pat Gallagher, back out for his third inning worth of work. First pitch, did he go around? He didn't. Misses down low for a ball, 1-0 to start it off. That one in the air towards right center. Charging in, that's going to bounce in front of Brennan Orff. Little bloop single into right center field to start off the third inning in a row with a runner aboard for Tampa. Now runner on first, nobody out. Gallagher quickly back to the stretch. That one inside, almost brushed up and hit Dowry Arias. 1-0 to start him off. Gallagher, 4 runs, only 2 earned so far today. Now the 1-0. Caught and a miss on a nasty pitch in the dirt. Looked like his splitter, 1-1. Gallagher entering today's ballgame had been on a tear. That one, move over to first and back in time is Anthony Hall. Before this start in this month, an 0.59 ERA through 15 and a third, only 1 run given up across his last 3 outings. The 1-1, that one low, misses for a ball 2-1. Gallagher now comes set. 2-1 pitch. Fouled back to the screen. And it's 2-2. Anthony Hall not really a threat to take off. Just 3 of 7 on stolen base attempts this year. Apart from Jared Cerna and Brenny Ascanio, not really a lot of base stealing threats on this Tampa roster. That one low, misses, now a 3-2 count. Couldn't get him to chase that splitter. Now the count's full. 1 on, nobody out here in this bottom of the third. Pitch. That one in there. Called strike 3, down looking, goes Arias. That'll be out number 1. Strikeout number 2 for Gallagher. Now Brenny Ascanio steps in, 1-1 away. Righty kicks, fires, first pitch. That one in there for a called strike, inside corner. That one just missed. I think Deshaun was thinking about asking for a challenge, but he opted not to. 1-1 the count. Ascanio, the switch hitter, batting from the left side here against the righty Gallagher. 1-1 away, a 1-1 count. And the pitch. Fouled back to the screen, now 1-2. Gallagher, that velo sitting in the upper 80s. Typically see him at 90 to 92. It is a hot day here in Tampa. No question that adds to the fatigue. And the 1-2 pitch fouled off right side. Count stays at 1-2. Infield ready for a double play ball. Middle infield in double play depth. Gallagher sets. The 1-2 pitch. In the air towards right center. Medium depth. Jaden Rudd underneath it. He'll settle and make the grab. That'll be out number two. That's going to bring up Taylor Aguilar now for the second time today. He struck out swinging his only time up. That ended the first inning with a runner on second for Tampa after they had already scored two. Gallagher move over to first and back in time is Anthony Hall. First is engagement for Pat. Now first pitch to Aguilar. That one upstairs for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Righty kicks, fires. That one low. 2-0 now to Aguilar. Runner on first, two down here, bottom half of the third. Two-o pitch. That one drops in there. Splitter at the top of the zone. Dangerous pitch. But when the batter's not expecting it, you can get away with it. Now the 2-1. Caught and a miss. Went right back with the splitter. Brought it inside. Now 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Gallagher the pitch. Caught and a miss. Three straight splitters. Gets him down swinging. We'll head to the top of the fourth here at Steinbrenner Field. We're a third of the way through this ballgame here in Tampa. 4-0 lead, Tarpons in front.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
I'm on an island, even when you're close. Can't take the silence, I'd rather be alone. I think it's pretty plain and simple. We gave it all we could. It's time I wave goodbye from the window. Let's end this like we should and say we're good. We're not meant to be, that's ever gonna change.
We're back here in the top of the fourth. Tucker Thoman's going to lead things off for Dunedin. 3-4-5 hitters due up. Thoman, Williams, and Orff. Ryan Harvey back out for his fourth inning worth of work. Just one hit through three so far. First pitch, cut, and a miss. 0-1 to start off Thoman. Thoman has that one hit, a single and a center in the first inning. Blue Jays made it as rather farther than first base. Tellman looked to lay down a bunt attempt with the infield heavily shifted. He pulled back, took it inside for a ball. One and one out of the windup. The pitch in the air, left side. That looks like it's going to drop. That will drop. Left side into left field. Now that one gets past Jesus Rodriguez. Tellman never stops running. He's into second. It's going to be a hit and very likely an E7 on Rodriguez. Waiting for them to put the error on the board, but either way, Tillman's on second base for his second hit of the game. They still haven't put the error on. Now a couple chances to get Dunedin on the board. Peyton Williams will have the first. First pitch, that one inside for a ball, 1-0. Grounded out to short, his only time up. And they rule that a double for Tucker Tillman. They don't charge the error to Rodriguez. Ground ball right side. That'll move Tillman over to third. Picked up by Colmenares. Throw to first in time. And that'll be out number one. So that goes down to Tucker Tillman's 18th double of the year. He extends his team lead in that category. Now three above Manuel Beltre. First pitch to Brennan Orff, taken upstairs for a ball. 1-0 to start him off. Dunedin with a runner on third and only one away. The 1-0 fouled off back to the screen, 1-1. One pitch, fouled back to the screen again. Now 1-2 count to Brennan Orff. Righty-lefty matchup. Harvey out of the stretch. The 1-2 pitch, upstairs, way up high, about eye level. Two balls, two strikes. And the pitch. Fouled off top of the screen. Counts even up. 2-2. That one low. Good take there by Orff. Now 3-2 the count. Breaking ball missed. Now a full count, one away with a runner 90 feet away. Blue Jays looking for their first run. Down 4-0. 3-2 pitch, up and out. Ball four. That's going to bring up Edouard Duran. Runners on the corners and one away. And also gets Gerardo Costa-Diego out of the dugout for the Tampa Tarpons. Tampa does have a righty warming up in their pen. Harvey now just over 60 pitches in this ballgame. The entire Tampa infield out on the mound discussing things over with the pitching coach, the pitcher, the catcher. Runners on the corners and one out here in this top of the fourth inning. It's going to be Duran up for the second time. He struck out swinging his only time up. They're right at the pitch count set by Ryan Harvey and his only start coming last week. For the Tarpons, that is. came against Clearwater, and he held them to just the one run. Pretty high-powered offense. He did had a fantastic outing against the Threshers. Now 1-0, that one missed inside to Duran, and it took him just 59 pitches. That one in the air towards center. Back, that's definitely going to score Toman. Arias comes settled. He'll make the grab. That'll bring in the Blue Jays' first run, a sac fly RBI for Edouard Duran. Staying at first base was Brennan Orff. Now runner on first and two down for Angel Del Rosario. Righty-righty matchup again. First pitch to Delro, taking upstairs for a ball. Looks like they want Harvey to try and get out of this inning. That righty in the pen looks about ready. The 1-0. Checking his swing. He did not go around. 2-0 the count. Caught and a miss. High fastball. Got Delro to chase after it. Now a 2-1 count. Orff on first base. He's yet to attempt to steal with Dunedin so far. That one upstairs. Three balls, a strike. And the pitch. That one lifted high left side, but that's well foul. Delro got a great piece of that one, just pulled it. Orff in college, just 15 stolen bags. And across summer balls, he had 19. Went off with that 3-2 pitch, and that one's upstairs. That'll keep the inning going. Another walk for Ryan Harvey. Rachel Balkovec's out of the dugout, and she will make her way to the mound. So it'll be a pitching change for Tampa. They've already made the signal, so that'll do it for Ryan Harvey today. 3 2/3. Solid second outing for the righty. But Tampa goes to the pen. Runners on first and second, two down here in this top of the fourth inning. New pitcher for Tampa when we return. We're back here in the top of the fourth. Montana Semel is the new pitcher for the Tampa Tarpons. Second time we're seeing him this series. His fourth overall appearance for the Tampa Tarpons. Righty-righty matchup. First pitch cut at and missed by Raquel Minicastro. 0-1 to start him off. Samuel enters this game with runners on first and second. Two down here in this inning. For the Tarpons so far, as that one's lifted towards center. Charging in is Arias. That could drop. That might be trouble. Arias has enough time. He runs it down. That'll end the inning. The Blue Jays score one on the sac fly RBI by Edouard Duran, but leave runners on first and second. Bottom of the fourth coming up here in Tampa. 4-1. Tarpons lead. We're back here in the bottom of the fourth. Pat Gallagher out for his fourth inning worth of work. Still looking for a clean 1-2-3 inning. Four runs, two earned so far given up by Pat. And there's a case for the two earned runs to really not even be earned. First pitch in there for a called strike. 0-1 to start off Jose Colmenares. Bottom third of the order due up. Colmenares, Barrera, and Palencia. That one low. 1-1. Colmenares singled into left his last time up. His first single as a Tarpon. First hit that wasn't a home run. Caught in the midst of that one. Now 1-2 count. Ready kicks, fires, cut, and a miss. Down swinging on the splitter. Colmenares strikes out. Fourth strikeout for Gallagher. That'll bring up Brett Barrera. That looked like he found a groove in that at bat. It's exactly the game plan they have. Now first pitch. That one missed low and outside for a ball 1-0. Barrera grounded out to short. His only time up today. On a ground ball, hard hit over to second, picked up by Beltre. He's got time to throw to first in time. That'll be out number two. Two up, two down. Hard hit off the bat of Barrera, but right to Manuel Beltre. Skimmed that right side of the mound and took a little bit of a roll in the direction of Beltre for the easy put out. First pitch to Manuel Palencia in there for a called strike. He fouled out to second in his only at-bat thus far. An 0-1 count. Now in a chopper towards the Blue Jays dugout. 0-2. Out of the windup, Gallagher kicks, fires. That one called strike three. Palencia is going to ask for a challenge, but no challenge. So not allowed by home plate umpire Chad Lagana, and that will end the inning. Two strikeouts for Gallagher, his first 1-2-3. We'll head on to the top of the fifth here at Steinbrenner Field. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network.
Well, we grew up down by the railroad track, shooting BBs at old beer cans. Choking on smoke from a lucky strike somebody lifted off of his old man. We were football flunkies, southern rock junkies, cranking up the stereos. Singing loud and proud to give me three steps, simple man and Curtis Lowe. We were good, you know. Got some discount knowledge at the junior college where we majored in beer and girls. It was all real funny till we ran out of money and they threw us out into the world. Yeah, the kids that thought they'd run this town ain't running much of anything. Just loving and laughing and busting our asses, and we call it all living the dream. But these are my people, this is where I come from. We're giving this life everything we've got and then some. It ain't always pretty, but it's real. It's the way we were made, wouldn't have it any other way. These are my people. Well, we take it all week on the chin with a grin till we make it to a Friday night. And it's church league softball, holler about a bad call, preacher breaking up a fight. Then later on at the Green Light Tavern, well, everybody's gathering his friends. And the beers are pouring till Monday morning, and we start it all over again. And these are my people, this is where I come from. We're giving this life everything we've got, and then some. It ain't always pretty, but it's real. It's the way we were made, wouldn't have it any other way. These are my people. We fall down and we get up. We walk around and we talk.
We're back here in the top of the fifth inning. Nick Deschamps going to lead things off, bottom of the order. Deschamps, Rudd, and Beltre. Righty-lefty matchup. Back out there is Montana Semouth. So we got the last out of the fourth inning. First pitch misses low and inside. 1-0 to start off Nick Deschamps. Righty kicks, fires. That one fouled off left side. Now a 1-1 count. Deschamps flew out very high towards right field. His only time up. Came off the bat at 98.8, but had a 50 on the launch angle. He's up on that ball a half centimeter. That's long gone. The 1-2, cut and a miss. That one in the dirt. Down swinging goes Deschamps. And they actually ruled that Palencia caught it on the fly. Now Nick Deschamps holding back to talk to Manuel Beltre about what he's seeing from Montana Semel. That's something that Nick Deschamps offers a lot to this Blue Jays lineup, to these Blue Jays hitters. That one lifted towards center. Coming in a little bit is Dalvery Arias. That one off the bat of Jaden Rudd, and he's down on the flyout. Now Manuel Beltre stepping in. Two quick outs here in this fifth inning. Blue Jays trailing by 3, 4-1 here, top of the fifth. Righty-righty matchup. Semel kicks, fires. That one in there on the outside corner. First pitch slider, 0-1. That one missed. Fastball at 96. Righty, righty matchup, the 1-1 pitch. Ground ball left side. That's a foul ball. Wow, I thought that was fair off the bat, but not an argument from Donnie Murphy, acting as third base coach. I must have just kicked in front of that bag. So it'll be a 1-2 count to Beltre. The 1-2. Foul tip stays, rather gets out of the mitt of Palencia, and staying alive is Beltre. Doesn't have to see another pitch. Semel, the 21-year-old. That one fouled off. Semel was drafted out of high school in the 36th round back in 2019. A little bit of an oddity that a high school kid drafted that late ends up signing with the team. Now time called for Manuel Beltre. He'll take an extra few seconds. But he did, and across two levels so far, rather across 2 years in the Complex League, two full years, 19 and 2022, pitched to a sub-3 ERA in both years, caught in a miss, down swing and goes Beltre, and that'll end the inning. 1-2-3, go the Blue Jays. We'll head to the bottom half of the fifth here at Steinbrenner Field. We're halfway through this ballgame. Tampa leads 4-1. We're back here in the bottom half of the fifth. New pitcher for the Blue Jays taking over for Pat Gallagher is the righty number 15, Alex Amalfi. On for the 15th time this year, 10th out of the pen. 4.19 ERA with a 2-4 record through 34 and a third innings of work. First pitch misses off the plate. 4-1-0 to start off Jesus Rodriguez. He starts off against the top of this Tampa order. Amalfi out of the stretch, kicks, fires. Now a ground ball over to second, picked up by Beltre. Throw to first is in time for the out. That's one up, one down. Final line for Pat Gallagher. Four innings of work, six hits, four runs, only two earned. No walks and five Ks. He quickly settled into the game, starting in the third inning. After the defense didn't do much to help him out in innings one and two. Now that one lifted towards center. Coming in is Jaden Rudd. He's got time, and he makes the grab on the run. Two up, two down on three pitches for Amalfi. That'll bring up Anthony Hall. So that'll end Pat Gallagher's month of July. This was the first outing that he made in this month that he showed any signs of struggle at all. And realistically, he could have been bailed out by his defense. That one lifted towards left, caught by Angel Del Rosario. Just four pitches in the inning for Alex Amalfi, and he gets out 1-2-3. We'll talk about Pat Gallagher's stellar month of July when we return. We'll head to the bottom, rather, top half of the sixth here at Steinbrenner Field. 4-1, Tarpons lead.
Put your loving hand out, baby. 'Cause I'm begging. Anytime I feel you got me, no. Anytime I see you let me know. But the plan and see, just let me go. I'm on my knees when I'm begging, 'cause I don't wanna lose you. Hey, yeah. Ra-da-da-da. 'Cause I'm begging, begging you. Put your love in the hand out, baby. I'm begging, begging you. Put your love in the hand out, darling. I need you to understand. Try so hard to be your man, the kind of man you want in the end. Only then can I begin to live again. An empty shell I used to be, the shadow all my life was hanging over me.
We're back here in the top of the sixth. New pitcher for the Tampa Tarpons is the Major League rehabber. He was a late addition to the roster, Jonathan Loaisiga. 6 years in MLB. He's a free agent starting in 2025. He only pitched in three games in 2023 with the New York Yankees, giving up one run across three and a third before he went down with an injury. But he's been a very solid relief arm for the Yankees out of the pen. First pitch, that one missed for a ball, 1-0. 201 1/3. Career MLB innings with a 3.53 ERA. The 1-0. Ground ball left side. That's going to be picked up by Ascanio. Throw across is in time for the out. That'll be one up, one down. That was Tucker Thoman. It's his first rehab stint for Loaisiga. Currently on the 60-day IL. First pitch, that one in there for a called strike to Peyton Williams. Righty-lefty matchup. The righty kicks, fires. Chopper foul right side, and it's 0-2. Went on the IL April 6th. With right elbow inflammation. Originally put on the 15-day IL, but was moved to the 60-day IL after they found bone spurs. That one lifted left side into left field. Out there is Jesus Rodriguez. He had to move around a little bit with the wind taking that, but he makes the grab for out number two. Now Brennan Orff. Righty-lefty matchup again. First pitch to Orff. That one lifted left side up and out of play. Orff playing in just his fourth game of his young professional career. And how about him facing a major league rehabber here in just game four? Recent draft pick. The 0-1. That one in the air. Left side. That's going to be just past the infield. And it's caught out in shallow left by Brenny Ascanio. A clean 1-2-3 inning for Jonathan Loaisiga. We'll head to the bottom half of the sixth inning here at Steinbrenner Field. 4-1. Tampa still leads.
I'd be like, geez, sunset on the beach. Make me wanna pull up on Miami with the heat. I don't know about you, but I know about me. Summertime in Florida, catch me sliding on the key, yeah. Something's happening inside of me. Excellence, yeah, it's gotta be. Hot and cold, it's dichotomy. Rock with me, we some prodigies. La-di-da-di, we party. They hear us down in the lobby. We try to tell them to join us. And if they don't, they'll be sorry. No time to be out of hating. It's history in the making. I'm loving on all the options. Despite everything that they're saying. My mama proud as she ought to be. Elton John keep on calling me. But even if he didn't, she still think we hit the lottery. Don't need diamonds to be cold. I'm so shiny, I'm like gold.
Look at me, I'm the captain and pilot. I'm on an island private. Don't ask me what the vibe is. I can't define it, can't even put that stuff down and write it. Sunshine, 24/7 clouds floating. Wait, is this heaven? Didn't even die to get here, yeah. Looking for the top, it's so clear, yeah.
We're back here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Rafael Ohashi's the new pitcher for Dunedin. 20-year-old out of Brazil, making his 16th appearance, just his second in relief. He's been a starter all year, but with some uncertainty with the weather, he was originally supposed to take over, as he did for Brandon Barriera, I believe, in his start yesterday. But with it being a doubleheader, and that being only a 7-inning affair in each game, they opted to move him to today for game 6 of this series. That one off the plate outside. 1-0 to start off Dowry Arias. Arias 1-for-2. That one fouled off the mask of Deschamps, and Chad Lugano quick to grab onto Deschamps and make sure he doesn't fall over after he got hit in the head. 1-1 the count. Had that ground ball to Edouard Duran that he couldn't handle that was ruled a base hit, bringing in 2 runs in that first inning. In my opinion, it should have been an error. Two and one the count. Caught and a miss. Evens it up 2-2. Final line for Alex Amalfi. Number 15. 1 inning worth of work. No runs, no hits, no walks, no Ks. Took him just 4 pitches to get through that inning. Down, swing, and goes Arias. 92-mile-an-hour fastball. He reached out for it. One up, one down, 1K for Ohashi. That'll bring up Brenny Ascanio. And going on about what I was talking about with the Pat Gallagher performance, he ends his month of July, 19 1/3 innings worth of work, just 2 earned runs. Rather, just 3 earned runs for an ERA of 1.40. Definitely putting himself in conversation for Pitcher of the Month. He won Pitcher of the Week at the beginning of this month, due to his 6 1/3 of shutout baseball against these Tampa Tarpons. And actually, his 6 1/3 of no-hit baseball. 3 walks and 8 Ks. Patty, after a rough first 2 innings, couldn't get much help from his defense. And down swinging goes Ascanio on 3 pitches. Ohashi, back-to-back case to start off his day. But Gallagher really settled down in the third and fourth innings. He undoubtedly could have gone longer into this ballgame. He didn't have a high pitch count. Just 62 pitches. But with the Blue Jays having to throw out Ohashi and Amalfi at some point today. That one's fouled down and back. 0-1. They opted to take Gallagher out. No balls, a strike, the pitch. That one missed. Off the plate outside, 1-1. Out of the windup, the 1-1 pitch. That one upstairs, taken for a ball. Now 2-1. Taylor Aguilar, 0-2 on the day, 2 Ks. Struck out on two, 2-2 counts. That one low, so it won't be a 2-2 count. Now a 3-1. Pitch, line shot. That's going to get through for a base hit. Splits the gap between Beltre and Duran into right field for a two-out single. His first hit of the day. That'll bring up Jose Colmenares. First pitch, that one off the plate outside. 1-0 to start him off. Move over to first, and back in time is Taylor Aguilar. First disengagement for Ohashi. Righty-righty matchup. Colmenares, 1-2 on the day with a single and a K. That one off the plate, now a 2-0 count. That one missed inside. Close pitch, but couldn't get the call. Nick Deschamps going to ask for a challenge. That is overturned to a strike, so the Blue Jays' first challenge is successful. So instead of 3-0, it'll be 2-1. That one upstairs, now 3-1. Three balls, a strike. The pitch by Ohashi, that one low. Single and a walk keep this inning going. Now runners on first and second for Tampa, and Brett Barrera stepping in. That's going to get Nick Deschamps out from behind the plate for Dunedin. Going out to potentially switch up the signs for Rafael Ohashi. Righty-righty matchup again. Ohashi looking towards second now. Turns. Kicks, fires. First pitch to Barrera. In the air towards right. Right there, coming in a couple steps is Brendan Orff. He'll settle, make the grab, and that will end the inning. No runs on one hit. Two men left aboard. We'll head to the top of the seventh here at Steinbrenner Field. We're two-thirds away through this ballgame. Tampa leading 4-1. We're back here, top half of the seventh. New pitcher for the Tarpons is the right-hander number 8, Ocean Gabonia. Righty-righty matchup to start it off. Edouard Duran's going to lead it for Dunedin. First pitch to him is in there for a called strike. 0-1 to start off Duran. Duran, Del Rosario, and DeCastro all due up in this half inning, the 6-7-8 hitters. Righty kicks, fires. That one skips. Scooped by Palencia. 1-1, the count to start off Duran. 0-1 on the day with a strikeout and a sac fly RBI. .615 ERA through 24 appearances. That one lifted left side. That's coming back. Palencia thinks he might have a bead on it, and that's going to land in foul territory in play. The wind kept that one in the field of play, but Palencia couldn't get out to it. Brenny Ascanio was making that run, but the third baseman, Brett Barrera, never moved. Bit of an odd foul ball there. 1-2 count to Duran. The righty kicks, fires. That one low and outside, a 2-2 count. Gabonia, 33 2/3 innings of work so far through 24 appearances, a 4-0 record with a 6.15 ERA. That one in the air, right side. Out is the second baseman, Colmenares. He stabs at it but can't make the grab. And on the hands of Duran, he's able to bloop that past the second baseman, Colmenares, into right center field for a leadoff single. Now, Angel Del Rosario up for the third time. He's 0-1 with a walk. Out on a ground ball. Line shot. No, it was a ground ball. It popped off the mitt over to second for one and first for two. What a weird play. It was a liner that was missed by Colmenares but stayed right there. He recovered in time to get the double play. Duran was charging to second, realized that ball was still in the air, made his way back to first. But that ball had dropped off the mitt. Either way, two outs on one swing of the bat. That's going to bring up Raquel DeCastro. That one fouled back to the screen. 1-1 the count to Raquelbin. He's 0-2 on the day. A pop out and a fly out. That one in there. Now 1-2 the count to DeCastro. One ball, two strikes, nobody on and two down. Gabonia kicks, fires. That one just missed. Off the plate, evens it up 2-2. There's some decent cloud cover here at Steinbrenner Field now. No rain in the forecast. Well, that's taking the sun away from everybody's necks, but that one lifted towards right field, caught there by Taylor Aguilar. That'll end the inning. Leadoff single out on the weird double play, and then the flyout of DeCastro. That'll bring us to the bottom half of the seventh. It's stretch time here at Steinbrenner Field. Tampa leading 4-1.
Hi, guys. It's Mark with South Bay Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our WAVE technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now. And not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 813-565-1000. That's 813-565-1000. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call South Bay Medical Clinic now to qualify. 813-565-1000.
God, I see headlights. I made it down the coast in 17 hours, picking me a bouquet of dogwood flowers, and I'm hoping for Raleigh, I can see my baby.
We're back here, bottom half of the seventh. Rafael Hashi back out for his second inning worth of work. Two Ks in the first with a hit and a walk. Now Manuel Palencia is going to lead things off, the nine-hole hitter for Tampa. First pitch, he fouls back into the right. 0-1 to start off Palencia. On the day, 0-2 with a strikeout and a foul out. Out of the windup. Ohashi kicks, fires that one, fouled back to the screen. Now 0-2. Ohashi kicks, fires the 0-2. That one off the plate. 1-2 now the count. Blue Jays still trailing by 3, 4-1. Tampa scoring 2 runs in each of the first 2 innings. Dunedin getting one back in the 4th, but apart from that, 3 total hits for Dunedin, and since that 2nd inning, only 3 hits for Tampa. Out of the windup, the 2-2 pitch. Lined right side, that's going to get in for a base hit. That's his first single-A hit for Manuel Palencia. They're going to ask for the baseball. Now Jesus Rodriguez, top of the order, stepping in. First single-A hit for Manuel Palencia in his single-A debut. Now ready-ready matchup with Jesus Rodriguez. First pitch taken upstairs for ball 1-0. Rodriguez 1-for-3 on the day officially. Infield single to lead off the bottom half of the first inning, then reaching on an error by Tucker Thoman and coming around to score later on. That one in the dirt, now a 2-0 count. One on, nobody out. Ohashi kicks, fires. That one low and outside. 3-0 now the count. Caught and a miss. Rodriguez had the green light. 3-0. Tampa typically an aggressive team with 3-0 counts. We've seen Rodriguez, Serna, and Ascanio all swing 3-0 this series, and that one misses outside. Ball 4. That's going to put runners on first and second. Nobody out here in this inning. Ohashi's going to have to do some work to keep a run from scoring here in this 7th. Righty kicks, fires. First pitch is inside for a ball. 1-0 to start off Omar Martinez. Martinez 1-for-3. He also reached on a fielder's choice, scored a run. The 1-0. That one, lone inside. Now 6 straight balls by Rafael Ohashi. Two balls, no strikes. Ohashi looks towards second. Now move over. Close play, but Palencia back in time. Took a little too long to develop, and Palencia was able to dive back in safely. The 2-0. Low and inside. Ball three. Seven straight now missing for Rafael Ohashi. Righty comes set. 3-0 pitch. Martinez had the green light. Chops it foul. Three and one. Runners on first and second. Nobody out here in the seventh. Blue Jays trailing by three, trying to keep it as such. That one hammered to right. Back over to the wall is Orf, and that one's gone. Three-run homer for Omar Martinez. His second homer of the series, his 12th of the year. He doubles Tampa's lead. It's now a 7-1 ball game. Seven to one here in the seventh. A single, the walk, and the three-run shot to start off this inning. Now Anthony Hall, the three-hole hitter. First pitch, lined left side. That's going to get down for a base hit. Four straight Tarpons now reaching. That's going to get Corey Reardon out of the dugout for the Blue Jays. Going to go talk to Ohashi. I don't see anybody warming up in the bullpen. There's a football being thrown around. Someone getting their arm loose, at least for now. Bullpen is stretched a little thin with the doubleheader yesterday. Dunedin had to use five pitchers in game two, only three in game one, but eight total on the day. Now, righty-lefty matchup. First pitch to Dowry Arias. That one missed up and out for a ball 1-0. The 1-0 pitch. That one in the air. High towards left. Angel Del Rosario's got a bead on it. He'll settle, make the grab for out number one. Tampa trying to split this series with Dunedin. After getting out to a two games to one lead, Dunedin took both games of the doubleheader yesterday to make it 3-2 in favor of the Blue Jays. Now Tampa up by six here in the seventh inning. First pitch to Brenny Ascanio, fouled off left side, up and out of play. Owen wanted to start off the switch hitting shortstop. Move over to first, and back in time was Anthony Hall. Hall now 3-for-4 on the day with that last single. The 0-1. That one in there, now 0-2. There's a righty warming up in the pen for Tampa. That might be it for Ocean Gabonia. Either that or it's Jonathan Loaisiga trying to get a couple more pitches. That one low. 1-2. And no, it's actually Yorlín Calderón, it looks like, warming up in that Tampa pen. Now in a foul tip off the front foot. Rolling down the first base line where it's going to be picked up by Duran, where he flips it over to the ball boy. Count still at 1-2. That one low. In the dirt and gloved by Deshaun. A 2-2 count. She kicks, fires 2-2. That one in the air towards right. Back over towards the track is Orff. He's got room. He makes the grab on the warning track, and that's out number two. Thought that ball was going to keep carrying. But it falls into Brendan Orff's glove for out number two. That'll bring up Taylor Aguilar. Move over to first. Back in time is Hall. First disengagement from Ohashi again. Another righty-lefty matchup. First pitch in the air, in the infield. Right there at the plate. Deshaun settles, makes the grab, and that will end the inning. But Tampa tacks another three on. The three-run shot by Omar Martinez, his 12th homer of the year. We'll head to the eighth. Tampa taking a 7-1 lead. We're back here in the top of the eighth. Nick Deshaun's going to lead things off. 9-1-2 due up. New pitcher for the Tarpons is the right-hander number two, Yorlín Calderón. First pitch, ground ball over to first. Picked up there by Omar Martinez. He'll take it to the bag himself. One pitch, one out, one up, one down. Tampa extending their lead now out to six. The Blue Jays only five more outs to go. Just Just three hits on the day for Dunedin. First pitch to Jaden Rudd. That one in there for a called strike. 0-1 to start off Jaden. 0-2 on the day with a walk so far. That one misses way up and out. Evens it up a ball and a strike. Calderon on for the 31st time this year. 4-2 record with a 3.25 ERA through 52 2/3. When he started warming up, it was a save situation. It no longer is. Ground ball right side, picked up by Martinez again. He'll take it to the bag himself again, and that'll be out number two. Back-to-back three U's on the scorecard. Now Manuel Beltre stepping in. Calderon comes set. Kicks, fires, first pitch. That one in there for a strike. 0-1 to start off Beltre. Calderon in his first full season at the single-A level. That one hits Beltre right there on the front hip. Fastball at 91. That'll keep the inning going and put a runner on for Dunedin. Now Tucker Thoman, the switch hitter, stepping in. He'll bat from the left side against another Tampa righty. 2-for-3 on the day with a single and a double. Calderon kicks, fires. That one in there on the outside corner. Toman's asking for a challenge. That is overturned to a ball, so a successful challenge by Tucker Thoman, 1-0. Calderon kicks, fires. That one in there. Evens it up 1-1. They still haven't changed the scoreboard. It says 0-2. Now the 1-1. That one low and inside. 2-1 the count. Now it's finally changed. 2-1 pitch. Line shot up the middle, base hit for Tucker. His third hit of the day, second single. That'll put runners on first and second. Now two down for Peyton Williams. Peyton Williams, the minor league rehabber down here from High A Vancouver, spent pretty much the entire first half of the year with Dunedin. For getting the call up to High A. Played in just 9 games for the Canadians. Before he hit the IL. First pitch, that one in there for a strike, 0-1. He's 0-3 on the day, looking for that hit. The 0-1. Big hack of that one. Couldn't connect 0-2. That one skips. 1-2 now the count. One ball, two strikes. The righty kicks, fires. That one in there. Called strike three. Peyton's asking for a challenge, and that's confirmed as a strike. So that'll end the inning. The Blue Jays lose a challenge. They leave runners on first and second. We're on to the bottom half of the eighth. Tampa with a chance to add some insurance runs, already up by six. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Tarpons leading 7-1.
Baby, lay on back and relax. Kick your pretty feet up on my dash. No need to go nowhere fast. Let's enjoy right here where we at. Who knows where this road is supposed to lead? We got nothing but time. Won't you ride with me, ride with me? See where this thing goes. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be, baby. If it's meant to be.
I don't mean to be so uptight, but my heart's been hurt a couple times by a couple guys that didn't treat me right. I ain't gonna lie, I ain't gonna lie. 'Cause I'm tired of the fake love. Show me what you're made of, boy. Make me believe.
Whoa, hold up, girl, don't you know you're beautiful, and it's easy to see.
If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be, baby, just let it be. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be, baby, just let it be. So won't you ride with me, ride with me, see where this thing goes. If it's meant to be, it'll be.
We're back here in the bottom of the eighth. First pitch by Rafael Hashi. It's taken for a ball up above the zone, 1-0. Jose Colmenares leading things off for Tampa. Out of the windup, the righty kicks, fires the 1-0. That one missed as well. Now a 2-0 count. Colmenares, 1-for-2 on the day with a walk and a single. That one missed. Now a 3-0 count. JC Masson has come into the ballgame to play left field for Angel Del Rosario. 4-pitch walk to start off the inning. Colmenares will take first. Second walk he's drawn today. Now Brett Barrera stepping in. Righty-righty matchup. First pitch inside for a ball, 1-0. Five straight balls to start off the inning for Ohashi. That one drops in there. Gets a slider at the top of the zone. 1-1 the count. Runner on first and nobody out here in this bottom of the eighth. Tampa with a 6-run lead. Ground ball left side, could be two. Picked up by DeCastro and he can't get it. Can't hold on to it. An E6 would have been an inning-ending double play. Rather a base clearing double play after the leadoff walk. Blue Jays defense has not shown what they typically show. They've been second behind Clearwater for the majority of this Florida State League season in terms of fielding percentage. And today it's been one thing after another. That one fouled back up and out of play. 0-1 to start off Manuel Palencia. Singled the lead off the last inning. His first career single A hit. And he came around to score on the Omar Martinez 3-run homer. The 0-1. That one upstairs. Now 1-1 count. Ball and a strike. Ohashi looking towards second. Kick steals the 1-1. Cut and a miss. Out in front of that slider. Now 1-2. That one missed low. Evens it up. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Runners on first and second. Nobody out here in this eighth inning. Out of the stretch, Ohashi kicks, fires. Line shot, and that's going to get into right field for a base hit. Just past the glove of Manuel Beltre. That's going to load up the bases now for the top of the order, Jesus Rodriguez. And gets Nick Deschamps out from behind the plate. Going to go talk to Rafael Ohashi and try and calm him down for what will likely be the final inning he'll come out for. Unless the Blue Jays can pull off a 6-run comeback in the next inning. Now, bases loaded, nobody out. There should be a runner on first and 2 outs after DeCastro couldn't get that ball cleanly on what was a for sure double play ball. First pitch, hammered left side. That's going to hook foul. Rodriguez, first pitch swinging. He hammered it down the left field line but couldn't keep it fair. Had the distance. Own one to start him off. The pitch. In the air. Shallow right center field. Beltre out there, the second baseman. He's backpedaling. He makes the grab. He'll jog that back into the infield. Jose Colmenares took 2 quick steps off the third base bag, but he's never testing Beltre from that close. One away now for Omar Martinez. 3-run homer in his last at-bat. Two for four on the day. Righty kicks, fires. Ground ball right side. That's going to be picked up by Duran. He can only go to first with it. A run comes in. The 3-U on the scorebook. That makes it an 8-1 ball game now. Anthony Hall, the DH, stepping in. First pitch by Ohashi. Caught and a miss, 0-1. Ready kicks, fires. That one cut out and missed. The changeup low and outside. 0-2 now the count to Hall. 3-for-4 on the day. The 0-2 pitch. Ground ball right side. That should end the inning. Picked up by Beltre. Throw to first in time, and it will. Tampa scores 1. On the RBI ground out by Omar Martinez, take an 8-1 lead. We'll head to the ninth. Blue Jays need 7. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network on the road in Tampa for the last time this year.
Every time you come around, you know I can't say. Every time the sun goes down, I let you take control. I can't.
We're back here in the top of the ninth. Blue Jays trailing by 7. Need a miracle to try and keep this game going. Yordan Calderon back out for a second inning worth of work. First pitch is in there for a called strike. Oh, rather 1-1 to Orff as there is a pitch clock violation on Calderon. Calderon kicks, fires the 1-1. That one off the plate. Two and one the count. There's some weather kind of close to us now. And that one missed, now 3-1. In fact, there was apparently a lightning strike about 2.5 miles away not too long ago. That one in there makes it a full count. But they're keeping the guys on the field, trying to get the final three outs, it seems. Calderon kicks, fires. That one missed for a ball outside. Orff draws a leadoff walk. That'll put a runner on for Dunedin. Need base runners to come back from 7 down. Best way to get started. Calderon kicks, fires, first pitch. That one breaks into the zone. 0-1 to start off Edward Duran. Three straight righties now due up. Duran, Masson, and DeCastro. Rather, Masson, the lefty, took over for Delaro. That one into left field. That's a base hit. Edward Duran with his first hit of the day. Rather, second hit of the day. That puts two runners on with nobody out for J.C. Masson. Took over defensively for Angel Del Rosario. Now in to face Yordan Calderon. Calderon kicks, fires, first pitch. That one low and inside for a ball, 1-0. Righty-lefty matchup. Calderon kicks, fires. That one off the plate outside, 2-0. Calderon kicks, fires. That one in there. Two balls, a strike. Calderon staring over towards second. Now kicks, fires. Fouled off. Now 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Calderon kicks, fires. Into left field. That's going to get up, and that's going to be over the head of Jesus Rodriguez. They're going to wave around the runner. That's going to bring in Brennan Orff. Into second goes Masson. An RBI double, and the Blue Jays get one back. Stopping at third was Edward Duran. An RBI double for J.C. Masson. Jesus Rodriguez started coming in. The wind kept that ball going. He misread it off the bat initially and then couldn't find it, or at least find the line to get there to it before it hit the ground. It bounced off his glove. First pitch, that one in there for a strike. Waiting for the official ruling, and they do rule that as a double. Ready matchup. Chopper, high chopper. It's going to be picked up on the throw. Throw to first is in time by Brett Barrera. The runner stays at second, but Duran comes home. Now a 8-3 ball game. The Blue Jays first out of the inning. Runner on second, one away. Nick Deschamps stepping in. Righty-lefty matchup, Calderon. That first pitch misses for a ball. Deschamps was the first batter that Calderon came in to face to begin the top of the eighth. Now working through the order for the second time. The 1-0. That one called a strike, top of the zone. In the air, left side. That's going to get up and out of play. Top of the order, and Jaden Rudd waiting on deck. In all likelihood, he will get up to the plate. 1-2, the count to Deschamps. And the pitch. Trying to check his swing, but he went around. Deschamps goes down swinging on that low inside breaking ball. Now the Blue Jays down to their final out. An 8-3 ball game. Calderon kicks, fires. First pitch, that one off the plate outside, 1-0. That one in there, now 0-2. Well, it was called a strike. Maybe the first one was called a ball. It's a 1-1 count to Jaden Rudd. There goes the runner, no throw. Nobody covering the third base bag. In there easily is J.C. Masson. It's 2-1 now to Rudd. They've got the count as a 1-2 count. That one in the air. Left side, right there is Jesus Rodriguez. He'll settle. He makes the grab, and that will do it. Tampa takes game six, the wrap-up game of this series, to clinch a split of the series. 8-3 is the final. Final lines are as follows. Your Blue Jays scored 3 runs on 6 hits. They committed 2 errors. And the Tarpons, 8 runs on 11 hits. They committed no errors. The win will go to Jonathan Loaisiga, and the loss will go to Pat Gallagher. There is no save. We have the day off tomorrow, and then we're back at home to start a 6-game series off against the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles on Tuesday, August 1st. Can't wait to have my good buddy John Vitas, the opposing announcer, back in Dunedin. Haven't seen him since opening weekend. And we are done against Tampa this year. Tampa takes the season series. 14 games to 10. And again, we are back on Tuesday after the day off tomorrow for game one of the series against Fort Myers. First pitch on Tuesday is scheduled for 6:30 p.m. Coverage will begin here at the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network at about 6:15. As always, we appreciate you tuning in today and throughout this series, throughout this season. Can't wait to have you back on Tuesday. Tarpons win 8-3 and split the series with Dunedin. We'll see you on Tuesday.
Doesn't this guitar sound so good? So sweet.
Living in this big blue world with my head up in outer space. I know I'll be A-O-A-O-K. I know I'll be A-O-A-O-K. When I see trouble come my way, I'll be making lemonade. I know I'll be A-O-A-O-K. I know I'll be A-O-A-O-K.
Hey, little lady, I know you're feeling crazy. Woo! All your other friends are busy making them babies. Been out in the real world, don't like how it's tasting. Let me change your mind.
Season touchdown throws, and good old Johnny, he's the life of every party. It's like cheers, they know him everywhere he goes. I've got some famous friends you brought.
share. He'll flash his lights, but let me go. My boy Randy, he's a preacher. My girl Megan, she's been teacher of the year. I swear for 5 years in a row. I've got some famous friends you probably never heard of. But back in Hamilton County, our crowd is second to none. You might not know I'm here in this big city we're in. But when I go back home, I got some famous friends. Yeah, I do. Is on these small town roads. Cause round here it's all about the people that you know. And I've got some famous friends you probably never heard of. But back in Davidson County, our crowd is second to none. You might not know I'm here in this big city we're in. But when I go back home, I got some famous friends. Yeah, I do.
You can call me if you need someone. I'll pick up the pieces if you come undone. Painting stars up on your ceiling, cause you wish that you could find some feeling. Yeah, yeah. You know you could call me if you need someone. I need you to hold. Take my hand.